Welcome back, people. Damn, it felt yo. Why I feel like we missed an episode?
It
Cause
does, but we didn't. No, we didn't
we
though.
didn't.
We just did, well, we delayed this one a couple days.
Yeah, we ain't really missed an episode, but welcome
No.
back to the Mind of Reese podcast, episode 40.
40? Yeah, I was gonna
say,
I
who
think
gives
this.
a fuck? That's who. That's the episode. Who gives a damn? Shit.
Episode Who Gives a Fuck? Who gives
hey,
a
that's
damn?
The title. That's the title right there.
Hey man, we got 10 more episodes till we have so we at 50.
The
that's
Big
crazy,
50,
man.
Boy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Big 50. We gotta get a special guest for Big 50.
That's facts. Quite the figures. I mean, that's 10 weeks. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
That's 2 whole months, man. We'll be good.
That's crazy when you break it down like that.
It is
wild.
Crazy. And when we get to 50, we're gonna be like, damn, that shit flew by fast as fuck. All right,
nothing. Wait, nothing.
But yeah, we're gonna have to get a guest on or some guest on for 50. I don't know if Dark is able to get a camera by then, which is, you know, that's pushing it because two months is
be determined.
Yeah, 2 months is not a long time, it's very fast. So
I get my webcam next week.
Okay,
so I'll be starting with a webcam. Then I got to get a couple cameras for the Miles and Yak,
right?
So, because I need a couple angles for that for how I'm gonna be doing it. But
yeah,
as far as Mind of Reese,
like, I was gonna say
you are gonna have it like on site type of interview.
Yeah,
you are gonna need a couple angles for your white ass, boy.
Oh, we starting already.
Yo, it felt weird. I just realized we've been talking for a little bit and nobody roasted anybody. That shit was crazy.
I had to break that
talk
shit.
About
mama.
Just green screen, bro. I really need to get a new computer. I realize that now. Because this green screen, like, it, I don't
you
know if
you gotta have
saw
a certain
that.
Strength of computer to use
it
a green
works.
Screen.
It works, but the thing is, like, I don't know if y'all saw the YouTube videos I put up.
I watched it. You was a little glitchy, like, as far as your edges.
Well, that had something to do with something else, I think. I think that's just, like, the screen in general because, like, it's attached to the chair. So I move when I talk a lot, and the screen is moving, too. So I think that has something to do with that, but... Having a green screen helps improve the quality of my videos because I ain't like the backdrop I had before. It's just whatever. But on the editing software that I use, when you're editing the video with green screen, it slows down the frame rate. And with the computer being kind of old, it's not like unusable, but it freezes sometimes. So
yeah,
it takes longer to edit than it should. So, I was editing, I recorded a video on 4th of July. I tried to put it out on Sunday, but I couldn't.
Oh, All Countries Matter Day?
Yeah, All Countries Matter Day. God bless
the all world. Countries.
God bless the world. I ended up putting it out today, and I had to take out a whole chunk of the video because I was talking about, you know, I'm putting this out on Sunday, 4th of July shit. I'm like, well, I can't say that, putting that bitch out on a Monday. But, yeah. I like this green screen shit, though. I like it. It's convenient, it being attached to the chair, because I don't have to keep taking it down and putting it back up and shit. And
yeah,
shit only cost me like $50, $60. Like, it's just convenient as fuck. Shout out to Pierre, because he put me onto it, so.
Yeah, I remember when Dell was living with me, he ordered his green screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the crib, and it was this fucking big ass box. It was like one of them long boxes, though, like one of them rectangle shits. I was like, because this green screen is huge. I said, man, what the fuck is this? He came home like 2 hours later. He was like, oh shit, packing the mail, it's gone. Look at my damn green screen. I said, oh nigga. Taking up all this goddamn room, I know what the fuck this shit was.
Oh, man, the shit. Fuck you got going on in here?
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, we ain't talked about. Damn, it's. Let me think. We had Dell on and we had P on. Mm-hmm. I think it's been 3 whole weeks since we've even discussed anything basketball related,
which is crazy for us.
Shit, really, anything sports?
That's. I mean, ain't much going on in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that time where, you know, going into training camp and shit like that. So, you know.
Yeah, because free agency's over and shit. Right. So.
Well, free agency been over. Yeah. Ain't much to talk about in the NFL.
Not for Le'Veon Bell. That nigga think he about to get
Boy, something wrong, yo. Something wrong. Everybody that come from the Steelers, something wrong with them niggas.
Bro, niggas that leave the Steelers, that shit rarely works out for them niggas, bro.
Fucking Juju still on the Steelers, but this nigga out here doing fucking TikTok dances and shit.
Yeah, bro. So, Juju, like, I went from loving Juju to bro, I really like, I just, he's just cringy to me. He's like, I don't like, that TikTok shit just irks me. I don't know what it is. It's like, it's one thing to be on TikTok and doing your own thing, but if you just on there just doing all the dances and shit like that, like, bro, yeah. Come on, man. That's, nigga was I feel just, like that's for like, I feel like that's for teenagers.
I just seen them on Twitter. I don't know if these was teenage girls or like early 20s, but doing a TikTok dance with these little white girls and shit. Like,
see, no.
I don't know, man.
That ain't nothing.
I don't know.
But we also got to remember how young that nigga is. That nigga is like 23.
I don't give a fuck, bro. Do better.
Oh, fuck, man.
Not one fuck. Not half a fuck.
One fuck, two fuck, red fuck, three fucks, fucks, four.
Well, speaking of not giving a fuck, right?
I don't want
to hear it from people. I do not give a fuck that the Phoenix Suns had to go through teams that was injured for Chris Paul to make the finals. Because Chris Paul was on the opposite end plenty of times.
Mm-hmm. Where niggas had and to if go we're being his injured ass.
If we're being honest, every single year in the playoffs, there's something that happens. Maybe not directly with the team that ended up being champions, but there's something that happens in the playoffs, whether it's injuries or whatever. There's always luck involved, obviously, like with every playoffs. Like I said, may not be directly connected to the eventual champion, but something always happens. Mm-hmm. Just like the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't give a fuck that they had to go through a fucking injured Nets team. Nobody told them to put that super team together.
With a bunch of injury prone niggas.
So
you know asterisk going on the end of this season. Dead that shit.
I don't put no asterisk on any season.
Dead. That's what I'm saying, bro. Because if their team won, they would not be saying that shit.
No. Niggas only put asterisks like, to help to when they wrong. That's it.
To help create a narrative.
Put so asterisks on one, but after a while, nobody gives a fuck, yo.
Right, yeah.
Like, people in 2012 was like, oh, this is an asterisk for the Miami Heat because it was a shortened season because of the lockout. A few days later, nobody gave a fuck.
Nobody even, yeah,
just like when the Spurs won in 99, nobody gave a fuck. And that was a shorter season than 2012. They didn't even have a fucking all-star game.
I was about to say, that's damn near the shortest season of ever, if I'm not mistaken. Like once they in the 82-game season.
They played the fucking New York Knicks without Patrick Ewing. Nobody's putting an asterisk on that shit.
Facts.
Like, come on, bro. There's no such thing as an asterisk on a fucking championship. You're the champion. You play who's in front of you. Nobody says, oh,
I was really hoping that the Hawks made the finals just so I could say, so does this championship not count since it's another fifth seed that made it to the finals out of the East? Because and that's what niggas were saying last year about the Heat making it their fifth seed and that shit really. I was like, hold up. So it was almost 2 years in a row a fifth seed came out the East. You feel me?
I low-key wanted them to win too, man. I wanted them to come out the East just because.
I like the fact that it's two quote unquote small market teams.
Facts.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But even though by the Nielsen rating, Phoenix is not a small market at all. Like,
yeah, Phoenix is one of the biggest cities in the country, bro.
Yeah,
but they're not as profitable as a LA or New York.
They
still get classified as a small market team for whatever reason.
They're still top 10 and they have every sport. You can't be a small market with every fucking major sport.
Small market.
Yeah, they still get classified as a small market. And that's what I'm saying. It's not that they're, I don't know. I don't think necessarily that they are, in my opinion, but they still get thrown in that mix for whatever reason.
But I'm glad it's the Bucks and Suns. This is based off of the four teams that was left. This is what I wanted. Obviously, because Chris Paul is my favorite player all time, and Giannis is one of my favorite players in the league. So I'm glad to see him make the finals. first of all, well, let's talk. Let's speaking of Chris Paul, let's just lead in. I ain't had to say that. I forced it.
You can't help yourself. Because
I was already, already moving toward. I was like, no, fuck that. I gotta do my transition. But Derek had brought up in the chat that he wanted to discuss the Chris Paul legacy thing. And I know you said it was kind of deeper. People were saying that. People were saying what exactly?
That, so basically, people were saying that whether he wins a ring or not, that he's already solidified, you know, in history as a top, potentially top five, you know, easily top 10 point guard. That a ring doesn't matter, basically. And I just think that's fucking ridiculous in my opinion. I don't know. I feel like, of course, a ring's going to help boost his legacy because that's always going to help boost your legacy when you look back on somebody's career. If not, then you get, you know, classified with a lot of the other players that have never won rings. It's like, well, if they could have just got that one, I don't know. That's just how I look at it. I feel like they're talking out their ass.
That's facts. It's like
a ring definitely matters.
Facts.
Absolutely. Like, even if it's just the one, this is his Dirk run. And look what that one ring did for Dirk's legacy, for real, for real. Like, on God. And
this, I feel like really, this is what it is. You can't have a player as great and who has had as great a career as Chris Paul and say adding a ring does nothing for his legacy. People have constantly talked about the fact that he doesn't have a ring. So yes, of course it does something for
him. That's been the main knock on him his entire career.
The one thing I will say is Chris Paul is in my top five all time.
Yeah.
But him winning this ring does not move him up in my top five. I have him at number four, and the people I have at 1, 2, and 3. This one ring doesn't put him past them. Like Magic Johnson, Steph Curry, Isaiah Thomas. Like the things that they have done. Yeah. Isaiah Thomas went through Magic, Bird, and Jordan. Like, bro.
And one.
Like, and Isaiah Thomas kept Jordan from getting to the finals for years.
Right.
Oh yeah.
He has a winning, he's one of the only players with a winning record against Michael Jordan.
Jordan still don't like him
for that reason. The niggas still don't like each other. Like,
still don't
old
like
as hell. Old, these still niggas beefing. Like 60. Still beefing.
And let's be real, bro. But, Isaiah, it is a fucking travesty that Isaiah Thomas was not on that dream team.
Yeah, we know.
An absolute.
But Jordan wasn't the only motherfucker that ain't want him on that team. Let's be honest.
Bro, no, nobody wanted him on the team. Yeah, Magic
didn't. Magic
neither did Mary.
It was crazy. To be honest, if we're being honest. Isaiah Thomas was a fantastic basketball player, but him not making that team was all his fault. Yeah, because of the way they played on the Pistons.
He was an asshole. Yeah, he was a fucking. So, was.
The thing about it, you know, what's crazy. The thing with Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas. Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas had a great relationship until Isaiah Thomas started challenging that nigga in the finals. Mysteriously, when now you're not little brother no more. Now you competition. Nah, I don't like you no more. That's when their relationship deteriorated. Once
I think their relationship started to really deteriorate with the Dream Team thing, him not, you know, making it. They kind of talked about that in the little one-on-one that they had, kind of like Kobe and Shaq did. Isaiah and Magic had one too. And they like cried at the end and shit. Shit was weird. But that was their first time talking in years, so I get it, I guess, but shit was weird, bro.
shit was weird, bro.
Yeah, they old as fuck. But, Isaiah Thomas has solidified at three, but of course a ring would do something for Chris Paul's legacy.
Especially with Chris Paul not having any MVPs or anything like that, no defensive player of the years. Like, right. he has none of those accolades. So a ring and hopefully a finals MVP on top of that would... That's the most important hardware to have on top of the MVPs and shit.
Yeah, if he gets both, that'd be crazy. I could see it happening. It's realistic, to be honest.
I could, but my gut's telling me it's going to be Devin Booker that gets MVP.
Something telling me DeAndre Ayton might.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
But I don't think Ayton's going to be able to eat the way he has because the Bucks are like that down low.
Yeah.
You got Giannis, you got Brooke Lopez. I mean, them niggas, they got niggas that can bang with them down low. Bobby Portis. They ain't really Bobby Portis. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
I think he'll still hold his own, though. I think he'll still get
he will. He'll hold his own, but he may not eat like he was before.
No, because he's before, not coming out putting up 20 or 15 or 24, you know,
because
whatever.
Against like the Lakers, against the Lakers, AD was hobbled, then out. We all know Denver ain't had nobody for him.
Jokic was good, not a defender.
Jokic is not a great defender.
He's not an elite defender, but
Jokic can't see him on that end of, on that side. And then the Clippers didn't have Ibaka, so there was really no big man to challenge him throughout the West. Now, shit, they got some heat for your ass.
Thanks.
But I think Jrue Holiday is gonna watch that. Watch how Pat Bev was defending Book, and he's very capable of doing that same thing. It's the only thing is they're gonna expect 15, 20 points out of Jrue Holiday, and it's hard to guard Book, and then try and still get your buckets on the other end, because that's a tall task.
Well, since we're talking about legacies and shit, let's look at the opposite end. With the Milwaukee Bucks, I don't think people are talking enough, and they're doing it because people got to some kind of hate for Giannis because he doesn't fucking dribble, do step backs and crossovers and shit. But Giannis is having one of the greatest fucking playoff runs we've ever seen, and no one's talking.
Yeah, isn't he averaging like 31 and 12 or some shit like that?
Bro, he's dominating. And if he wasn't doing this, everybody will be talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Saying he's not the guy. Like, yo, Giannis is literally having one of the greatest playoff runs we've ever seen, and Chris Middleton steps up at the end of a few playoff games, and motherfuckers like,
bro, Chris 20 Middleton points in the third one. Quarter in game five, 23 points in the third quarter in game six. Like, bro, what the fuck? This man coming alive at the right time. That shit was crazy to watch.
And shout out to Chris Middleton, too. I want to admit that I was wrong about Chris Middleton a few years ago. I said, bro, you're not going to win a championship with him as the number two. He's not a real number two. I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong. I can admit that. He's the perfect.
He's proven himself.
He may not be the perfect number two for Giannis, but he's the best they can get right now. And he comes alive when he's supposed to.
Chris Middleton's problem is consistency.
Right. Right.
You'll see him like, one game, he'll play and you'll be like, God damn, this nigga's got the same skill level as Paul George. And then the next game, when he goes off, bro, that nigga goes the fuck off. Like, he really be on some PG shit when he goes off. In my humble opinion.
No, PG one of the most skilled players we ever seen. I don't know about that.
I wouldn't say most skilled ever. Goddamn.
Skilled? Yeah. Skill? Yeah.
Ever?
Yes.
Ever?
Like, bro, the nigga is like 6'10" with handles like a 6'3" guard. Like, the nigga like that. I'm not saying he's the most skilled ever, but, you know, I'll say in recent memory, he's one of the most skilled we've seen ever.
Okay, I could go with that.
But
still, like, Chris Middleton has games where he's just like,
He's got that burner. When he gets hot.
Yeah.
If he plays like that consistency, you gotta throw him in the top 15 conversation. The reason you can't put him there is because he'll go two games like that. Then he'll have some bullshit ass game. And you'll be like, what the fuck is this? Who is this guy?
He can play incredibly well for an entire series. I'm not putting that nigga top 15 in the league. I just can't.
No, I'm saying he'll never get there because of his history.
Mm-hmm. Not even his. It's just I'll put him top 25, top 20, top 25, not top 15. Because if we like start listing off some names and shit, we know we're gonna be like, nah, I ain't taking Middleton.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, exactly.
Type shit, but I see what you're saying. Like, you know, if somebody tried to make an argument, I'd be like, all right, cool, I understand. You know. I'm not going to completely be like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. Chris Middleton. But yeah, he ugly as hell, but he definitely
is. Nigga look like an ogre, boy.
I seen a post on Facebook that said, Chris Middleton looks like if someone tried to make a sketch of Jay-Z from memory.
Boy.
That shit was hilarious, yo. But yeah, I was saying as far as legacies, bro.
Or Twitter undefeated.
You realize what a champion in this run, you realize what a championship and a finals MVP would do for Giannis's legacy?
Boy.
And he's only 27.
That's what I was about 26. To say. Bro. He's so young.
Back to back MVPs.
Defensive
player of the year, the same year he won MVP. One of the most efficient, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, or maybe the most efficient since like Wilt. He had the most efficient or the most efficient since Wilt season in NBA history.
Which is dumb to think about.
Then to top it off, first of all, without the championship, he's already a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Already. He can retire. He can retire tomorrow on his first ballot.
With a championship and a finals MVP, we gonna have to start talking about top 30 all time. No bullshit.
Wow, bro.
And like, I know motherfuckers hit top 30. That ain't nothing. Nigga, top 30 all time is something serious. Like,
facts.
Think about the greats names in this league. Like,
yeah. If you listen right now and you think we sound crazy, just Google top 30 NBA players and look at the list of them names, boys.
Like, bro, it's niggas that you think of all time. Like, damn, this nigga was nice. He's not top 30, though.
He's not, bro. He's not. He's probably not even top 40.
Like, bro, if I throw out a Jason Kidd might not be top 30 all time.
No, I'm not putting him top 30.
But he might be top 7 point guards all time.
Which is crazy.
Top 8.
Exactly.
It's crazy, bro. So yeah, Giannis with accomplishments like that, bro. And it's like, it pisses me off when people say stuff like, oh, well, he can't dribble, he ain't got no bag, he can't do this. Y'all have,
well,
Giannis is a big.
Well, that nigga with no bag has been averaging.
That's what I'm saying.
A game in
he's a fucking big. I be having to tell people that all the time. He's a big. Like, he's just a freakish fucking athlete, so he can run up and down the court.
He's a freak.
But he's a guard. He needs a guard. That ain't for years we've never expected bigs to be able to play like guards. But we get a couple niggas that can make jump shots and threes. We get a couple boogies and Joel Embiid and ADs, and now everybody that's in that frame of player is supposed to be able to do shit like that. Like, no. All he needs is a little mid-range, and he's straight. He has no holes in his game. He get a little mid-range. That's it.
And it's like, people say shit like Giannis ain't skilled. No, he's not as skilled as a James Harden, a Kevin Durant, a Steph Curry, a Kyrie Irving. But, bro, he's a skilled basketball player. He's right. Not like – when you talk about the most skilled in the league, he's never going to come up in the conversation. But it also doesn't mean that he's not a number one option. Motherfuckers saying that Chris Middleton is the Batman because he closes out games is fucking retarded. First of all, and this is a terrible comparison because this was more of a 1A, 1B. But just because Kobe was there to close out for Shaq, because obviously Shaq's a big,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to close out the game with a big for the most part unless it's a special kind of big.
Like, yeah.
Tim Duncan, Hakeem Olajuwon type shit.
Embiid.
Nigga couldn't hit free throw. Embiid.
But Embiid, nigga.
But
the nigga ain't close out game 7. Fuck you talking
about? To say, hold
no,
on,
he. Wait. I mean, just because he didn't do it then don't mean he can't close out games. He has closed out games before. He can close out games. He didn't
I've
do it.
I've seen it more times. I've seen it more not times than he did. But you know what? I don't put him in that category, nigga. Anyway, you can't say Embiid after I say Tim Duncan and Hakeem, though. You gotta wait till I say some shit like, you gotta wait till I say another name, nigga. You gotta wait till I say another name.
He said,
just threw me off because I'm like, Tim Duncan, Hakeem, Embiid.
This nigga, Embiid, you ain't about to act like my nigga's not all time great. You ain't gonna do that.
No, he's not, bro. Stop talking about.
Get the fuck out of here saying Embiid's not all-time great. Get the fuck out of here.
All-time great center, bro?
Yes.
Where is he ranked right now? Yo, he's not even a top 10 center all-time. What are you talking about?
Just because you're not top 10 don't mean you ain't all-time great, nigga.
Yo,
we just talking about...
Yo, boy.
Wow, niggas really going to sit here and say Joel Embiid's
not
all-time
great? He's not there yet, bro. He's not there. Not yet.
Wow.
Bro, what has he done? You know what?
I'm fucking blown.
I'm blown that you sitting here with this bias, these biased statements, nigga. No, you're doing this because the Sixers.
You're feeling yourself, bro.
I'm fucking blown.
I can't believe
you. Bro, I can't believe you niggas.
Nigga can barely play a season. Fuck you mean all time. He on the all time injured list.
I was about to say this. He's can't get through a season. All time
skilled list for bigs. How about
He's one of the most skilled bigs we've ever seen. Absolutely.
Yes, facts. All right, there you go. Tone down the bias a little bit.
How about you tone down your bitch assness a little bit? How about that?
You knew the nigga was about to crack.
I was waiting on it, bro. I've been waiting on it, bro. I've been poking.
What was I even saying? Oh, just because Shaq nigga made me lose my train of thought and shit.
But I'm done trying to change that shit because y'all hold the fuck out of me that last. So I'm pausing everything.
Nah, you hold yourself on that one. Nigga, I ain't gonna lie. I couldn't let you breathe on that one.
Changing what?
Oh, when he had to pause for saying the gay ass shit he said on the last episode.
Bro, I'm pausing everything from this point forward.
No, you're not, nigga. All right. So just because Shaq needed Kobe to close out games doesn't mean Shaq wasn't the number one option. You're not going to tell me the most dominant player in the league, Shaq, also Giannis, isn't the number one option. It's ridiculous to say so.
Facts.
So, either way, I mean, granted, I want Chris Paul to win because that's my favorite player of all time. But if Giannis wins, I'll be happy as well. So, it's a win-win for me, man.
That's what I've been saying. It's the first finals, and I can't remember how long that I really don't care who wins this finals for real, bro.
Because I just want a good, series.
Both sides.
Yeah, same, Jerron. Six, seven games is good for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, they say Giannis might not play game one, so hopefully he could come back for maybe game three.
Yeah, I want both teams at full strength. I don't want no bullshit. I want it to be boom, boom, mano a mano. But, I mean, I doubt Giannis is going to be back for game one. I mean, y'all saw his fucking knee. It's just a miracle that nothing tore.
Right.
Honestly.
I thought he was done.
Yeah.
I thought he was done. Unless y'all really have anything else to say. Also, no, I do have something to say. Well, before I say it, do y'all have anything to say in regards to, you know, the finals, the playoffs?
Mm-mm. Nah,
not that I can think of.
All right. So let me say this in regards to Trae Young. I'm a Trae Young fan, actually. I like Trae Young. I know a lot of Hawks fans have this thing where every time Trae Young does something great, they have to bring up Luka's name because his dick is in their mouth for some reason. I get it. They were traded for each other. They were traded for each other on draft night. The Dallas Mavericks won the draft night trade, and so did the Atlanta Hawks. No one lost that trade. Luka is a fantastic player, a superstar in the making. Trae Young is also a fantastic player, superstar in the making. Yes, Trae Young made it further in the playoffs this year. He made it to the Eastern Conference Finals before Luka did. Does Trae Young have a better team than Luka? Absolutely. It's no question. You know who else won an NBA championship before someone they're not better than? Dwayne Wade won an NBA championship before LeBron James.
Thanks.
Hakeem Olajuwon made the NBA Finals his second year. Michael Jordan was still better. I'm just saying, these things are facts. And it's okay. Trae Young doesn't have to be better than Luka, but Trae Young is also arguable. You can argue now, maybe it's not even an argument, that he's top five point guard in the game right now.
Oh, my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see how anyone could say he's not at this point. Trae Young had an amazing postseason, one of the best cup breakout playoff performances we've ever seen. I wish the Atlanta Hawks much success. They got a bright future. They got some nice young talent. They got talent over there. They coming, I'm telling you. If they get one more guy in there, a solidified star, but Trae Young might
be a problem, boy.
Going to be a problem.
Somebody, maybe a little defense. They get a little defense. a little more defense,
some, than, you know,
because they're not Reddish bad out on there. They're not bad missing, on defense.
They were missing DeAndre Hunter too, which, you know.
Yeah,
that was a big blow.
But yeah, shout out to the Atlanta Hawks, man. And shout out to the Los Angeles Clippers. And shout out to Paul George. Hopefully we can rest that playoff P narrative now and let it go.
Even he did everything he could, boy.
I know the jokes are going to continue, but y'all saw what that man did out there with that Tyler Perry wig on. Them fucking cornrows look like something fresh out of Tyler Perry. Bro,
them shits are awful.
What the fuck he made
too much money for his shit to be that trash.
Was it Meet the Browns with Shamar Moore? Or was that Diary of a Mad Black Woman?
No, I think that was Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
With the bullshit ass fake cornrows he had?
Yeah.
That's the shit PG got on his fucking head.
Yeah, them shits are trash. You too rich for that shit.
Facts.
That's funny as fuck, boy. You too rich for that shit. I don't make nowhere near them as much money as you do. Not even close. And if I grew my hair out, my shit would look better than that right now. And I'd get it done for free.
But shout out to the Clippers and shout out to the Hawks. Nice, young, up-and-coming team. Can't wait to see what their future is like. But I think that's enough for the NBA. So moving on to more people whose future we'll get to see how it turns out. I fucked that one up a little bit, but you'll see where I'm going. Double X freshman class.
I'm about to say, you lost me, fam.
Yeah, but
Double XL not, freshman class.
They're not hitting tonight.
Double XL. Hey, look, I could have did the smooth transition, but, you know, I kind of lost it halfway through. I did too much talking. But did y'all see the Double XL freshman?
Bro, I don't pay attention to the Double XL freshman.
Oh, see, yeah, they lost me a while back.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, every year it comes out, people say, oh, this is the worst one ever. I personally don't agree. I think this one is actually pretty decent.
Who is it?
I had it pulled up. I'm trying to find it now. Shit, some bullshit. Hold up. I want to read off some of the names I know, but I'd rather do
it. Okay, I got it.
All at the same time.
42 right. Doug.
Yep.
Ian Dior. Corinne LeRae. Pooch Heisty. For Millie. Moray. Ruby Rose. Blast. Oh, yeah, I'm not gonna, I don't know this nigga. Tusi, Lakia, and then DDG.
You know Blast. You just don't know that you know Blast.
For real?
He be on Mozzie songs. He was on the last album.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Elevated him. My Hustle.
Yeah, muscle, right.
Different day, different struggle. That's him. Yeah. He cool. This list is not bad, bro. I mean,
most of these niggas are ass.
I know Jerron don't fuck with Pooh Shiesty, but we can't deny
at
it.
All.
Is,
I don't know if he's doing Pooh Shiesty either.
He's popular, but he's fucking trash.
He is bad, bro.
He's fucking awful, bro. Like,
I can't do him.
I personally fuck with 42 Doug.
I can't listen to
that. I fuck some 42 Doug heavy. I'm not
I cannot lie. Listen to 42 Doug's music. It don't do nothing. I see why people like it. I just can't fuck with it.
Who else? Coi Leray.
I don't think Coi Leray. She got her bop. She just fine as hell.
Yeah, I mean, she her music kind of trash to me, but she's popular.
She got bops though. She's got bops though. She's got radio hits. So, but she's trash to me. But I could look at her all fucking day with her awkward ass.
Personally, I haven't listened to too much Flo Milli, but I know she has a big fan base right now.
I fuck with In Dior.
I don't know much about her either.
She's all right. I like her. That nigga Murray is hard, though.
Murray, yeah, he hard.
That nigga's hard.
DDG. DDG. I've heard of him. He got some joints right now.
Never heard of him.
This not a terrible... I've seen worse freshman class, bro. I'm just saying. I've seen worse. I ain't want to dive too much into this, but I wanted to bring it up because, you know, I've seen worst freshman class. Every year, motherfuckers say, this is the worst one ever. Like, chill the fuck out.
And honestly, probably the as wild as
the worst freshman class is probably the most successful freshman class ever, which was the 2016 class.
Which was crazy. Because motherfuckers always posting screenshots of that on Twitter. Like, motherfuckers said this was the worst freshman class. Motherfucker, it was. These motherfuckers were successful because y'all like trash music.
But it's like, because these niggas are awful. That cipher proved everything I needed. And it's the most viewed cipher. Motherfuckers be juicing the fact that it's the most watched XXL cipher. I'm like, it's watched so many times because it's fucking hilarious how trash these
niggas are. There's the memes going around. Everybody going back to listen to how trash that shit was.
Them niggas were literally going, like, why they had Denzel Curry with the rest of them niggas, I don't know. He should have been with Dave East and Lil Dicky and all them. And G-Herbo. Because Denzel, he did his thing, but the rest of them niggas were off. Like,
that was carrying.
Fucking Uzi, Kodak.
Yeah, by far 21
Savage 21, was in that 21, one.
21 Savage, oh my gosh. All them, Lil Yachty.
He was ass.
21 has improved, though. 21
oh, he's has. So much better, bro. He's so much better.
He has.
It's crazy. I never in my life thought that I would fuck with 21 the way that I do.
He has. But at the same time, like he's one of the niggas that blew up as soon as he started rapping. Like when he came out, I was like, damn, did this nigga just start rapping yesterday? He sound like how niggas sound when they first start rapping. And he really did just start rapping. He just so happened to blew up as soon as he did it. Blueface is another one that's like that. Blueface blew up as soon as he started rapping. Blueface is so much better now than when he first came out. But, you know, he's got that stamp on him. Just like 21, Lil Pump was another one that blew up as soon as he first came out. But Lil Pump still trash.
Yeah,
like,
he's still trash. Don't nobody.
I haven't heard any improvement in Lil Pump. Granted, I haven't heard any Lil Pump in a while.
Facts.
So I'm glad he fell off. That J. Cole told him exactly what was going to happen. J. Cole told him exactly what was going to happen to him, and it's happening right now.
It's happening. It's unfolding.
He got about 2 more years till he's on Love and Hip Hop.
Since we on the topic of music, have y'all had anything in rotation as of recently since the last time we talked? I know some shit dropped. I think Polo G Hall of Fame dropped.
We have Brian, really I can't stop listening that. To that shit, bro.
I cannot stop listening to that,
that shit. I added boy. To the playlist, but I have not gotten to it yet.
I cannot stop.
Bro. I ain't gonna lie.
That shit is on constant rotation.
I've been listening to that Tyler album, bro. This shit's hard, bro.
That shit's hard, too. Tyler.
As but someone like, who has openly said I'm not a fan of Tyler Creator, that is a very, very, very good album. And I can admit that I was wrong.
Right.
So you gonna go back and listen to that old album?
I didn't say that.
Oh, man.
I didn't say that.
That shit is hard.
I might, but I don't count.
You gotta let Gerard sound like his feelings got hurt for real.
You gotta let me guide you through the old Tyler, just like you let me guide you through G Herbo, and you found out that his old shit really bang. It's the
Did
same
you
thing
listen
with
to 25 though?
I have. Boy. I added it. I added Boy. It.
That shit too.
That shit hard.
Bro, I don't even fuck with Herbo. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just put it on and fuck it. And I, bro, damn near that whole album slides for real, bro.
Polo G got a track. It's the last track on the album called Bloody Canvas, bro. It's one of the best storytelling
that I've ever heard in my life.
Ever, bro.
Man, y'all hold up now.
Ever.
Brother. We talk about, we got some stories that's been told in hip hop now.
Bro, listen to me.
Bro, I'm putting it in a conversation with like, I don't know. I'm not saying it's better than Dance with the Devil or Stan or any of the, you know.
I'm about to say, we got Dance with the Devil. We got Stan. Mm-hmm. We got Children's Story by Slick Rick. We got I got a story to tell. We got Rico's Story by Speaker Knockers. These
fuck that. It's up there with it. I'm saying it.
Facts.
It's up there with it, bro. The way the way he did all of that, bro, it's up there. Trust me.
It's been a minute since I've listened to a storytelling song like that, and it genuinely like I had to go back and listen to that hoe again and again.
I trust you niggas' opinions on this.
You know we wouldn't let you down.
Remember, I put you on the Polo G. All
right. You did.
Hey, you put me on the Polo G.
So, okay. So, my favorite storytelling song that have come out in the last couple of years will probably be Tinker to the O. Because that's my shit. Is it better than Tinker to the O?
Absolutely.
Oh.
And hold up, you know I love Vaughn, but that ain't, I don't even think that's Vaughn's best storytelling song.
I don't see, I wasn't too juiced about Crazy Story. That's the song everybody loves.
Nah, his best storytelling song is Wayne's Story.
Wayne's Story was
that hard, was on his right? last album.
Yeah, that shit was hard. Ooh.
And to be honest, as far as storytelling, Crazy Story Part 3 is better than the original Crazy Story.
Facts. They don't listen to a whole lot of Bond songs. I can't really speak.
I love Bond.
Bro, what was it? 3 a.m. Bro, the song is not even that long. And he tells it, bro, Vaughn got. Oh, man. Don't get me in my Vaughn bag, bro. This nigga storytelling crazy. I got a playlist on my Apple Music that I made called Storytime with Vaughn. That's how many fucking. how many songs.
Damn, bro. That's wild.
It ain't long, but it's like, you know. It's a couple because he
the fact that you can even make a the fact that you can make a playlist based off of just the storytelling
alone, the like, fact that I can make a playlist and the nigga right, now, three yeah, albums in his mean. Life
yeah that's what I'm gonna say playlist not an album
yeah yeah but yeah that bloody can't and it's it, I didn't peep it at first but it kind of like you know the album opens with the song Painting Pictures and closes with the song Bloody Canvas so it's like yeah he did his thing with that man. He did. He got a song with Herbal.
Yo, I didn't catch that. That's fine.
Yeah, he got a song with Herbal on there that I fuck with. He got some shit. Also,
that Gang Gang with Lil Wayne, boy, that shit that's is hard, knocking. Bro. That shit is knocking, boy.
Oh, Wayne killed God. That shit, boy.
Bro, this man Wayne, like out of nowhere, he done picked that cut back up.
It's only two songs on the album I don't like, and they towards the end. It's the Nicki Minaj song.
Mm-hmm.
And that yeah. song he got with Fabio Foreign and shit that sound like that New York drill music.
Yeah, I can't do that shit. I'm not a fan of that drill shit.
I ain't fuck with it. I'm a fan of some of it, but I ain't fuck with it. What else have I listened to? Have y'all listened to that Lloyd Banks yet?
Nah, I still have not.
Yes.
I forgot he. I forgot
that shit is hard.
Yes, nigga. That shit is
I actually listened to it. Right after you told me about it, and I've listened to it like three times. Now, I will say the quality of recording is a little garbage for me. Like, I didn't like how, I feel like he needed to upgrade his mic as he was rapping, because some of the shit sounded a little, some of the shit sounded a little like recorded it in the closet at somebody's house, a little SoundCloud-ish. but it did. I picked up on that shit. I didn't care for that. Maybe it was just mixed bad. I don't know. But the songs, his bars, nigga. That nigga Lloyd Banks is.
He like that.
Yeah.
Still got it. Ain't gone nowhere. What else? Oh, I know what album I gotta mention, bro. I came on this podcast and I put on social media and I said, Migos are the new Darren Williams.
Migos just woke up one day and decided to be ass.
I was wrong.
Yeah. Because
that Culture 3 is hard, nigga. Mm-hmm.
For real?
Nigga. Mm-hmm. Like the first 8 songs is unskippable.
All bangers.
Unskippable. And like
you sure? The
first 4 songs, that nigga Takeoff was snapping.
All right, now I go add this shit to my playlist, and I don't like it. I'm coming for your head,
bro. If you don't like the first 5 songs, nigga, I don't know what to tell you.
See how quick you went from 8 to 5. This nigga here.
No. I'm not saying the 8 for me. It's still like the first 8 songs through slap. But I'm like, bro, if you get through 5 and you don't like them, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I see they got Polo G on this bitch, so.
Nigga. The album is fan-fucking-tastic, bro. Okay, let me not say fan-fucking-tastic, but like the first half of that
album. It was reminiscent. 19.
It's 19
it was reminiscent of like old school.
Yeah. Avalanche is hard. Having Our Way with Drake. Oh my God, that nigga Drake went in. Straightening grew on me. when it first came out, I didn't like it, because when that first came out, that's when I put that thing out about the Migos and Darren Williams. So the song grew on me. Type Shit with Demi Cardi B is my favorite song on the album.
Damn, that's crazy.
Malibu with Polo G is hard. Excuse me. Yeah, that, yo, shout out to the Migos. They came through with some fire. For sure. Did y'all listen to Dirk and Lil Baby joint?
You know how I feel about
Lil Baby.
Look, yo, I ain't asked you that. I asked, did you listen to the album? Because I know you fuck with Dirk.
I do.
You ain't listened to it yet.
Uh-uh.
You ain't gonna give it a chance, is you, nigga?
I'll give it a chance. You just gotta remind me. Cause I'm not, ooh, I gotta go listen to this shit when it comes to Lil Baby. So it's in my playlist. I did add it to my playlist. I just haven't listened to it yet.
It's hard. It's hard. I think that's it. Oh, y'all fuck with her?
Yeah. Yes, she's dope.
Did y'all listen to her album?
Mm-mm.
This shit.
I only listen to her when it's, you know, when I'm with like a chick or something like that. I've been by my fucking self, so. I've been solo doing it. King Beatus Meatus over here.
Nigga, Beatus Meatus. Yo, get the fuck. Get the fuck.
Bro, this nigga is a motherfucking menace.
Bro. Last little thing about music. Oh, the Her album is fantastic. I love it. Last little thing about music. If Fast and the Furious don't do nothing right, they gonna put out a hell of a soundtrack, bro.
Every time.
Always.
They got this song called Fast Lane with Don Toliver, Lil Durk, and Mulatto. That sample still fly by the Big Timers.
Sure.
Bro, this song is, I don't know if y'all gonna be able to hear.
What's crazy is we was just talking about Still Fly on the last episode.
Exactly. Exactly. This is called up.
Yeah, that shit's hard.
That beat hard as fuck, yo. Oh my god. And the crazy thing is, when I first heard it, I said, bro, this is the movie is over credits kind of.
That beat is nasty.
And sure enough, when the credits came on, that song was rolling.
If it wasn't. Well, I just added the Fast and Furious soundtrack to my.
Yo, what's some of the best movie soundtracks ever made, bro?
Boy.
Bad Boys is up there.
Bad Boys 2, for sure.
Yeah.
Just because of Shake Your Tail Feather alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Black
Panther,
obviously. Yeah, that counts. That counts. Space Jam.
Yep.
Space Jam, for sure.
Space Jam. Furious 7. That shit was hard.
Facts. That's the one with Wiz Khalifa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
I think that song, like, Wiz Khalifa basically retired off of that song.
Real that shit, nigga, bro.
That nigga made so much money off of that song. He gets paid just for being Wiz Khalifa now. Like,
bro.
He's always doing some stoner shit or something like that. He's wild. Music shit. He's still eating off it. He probably bring in $2-3 million a year off.
That's probably his most successful song of all time.
Not even probably. It is.
Oh, it by far is.
That's one of the most viewed videos on YouTube ever.
Bro, that song. That song is amazing, bro.
Yeah.
It just tugs at the heartstrings every time.
It does. It does.
Now he just be fucking around doing whatever he wants.
If you listen to that song and you don't feel anything, you don't have a soul.
You're demonic. You're demonic.
That nigga said demonic. That shit was so funny.
Goofy movie soundtrack, nigga.
It's Black Panther, of course.
He said Black
Panther. We already said that.
Oh, yeah. Did you? I missed that. Okay.
No cap. Lion King, nigga.
Lion King?
Lion King has some bops.
Hey, Tarzan, nigga.
I was just about
Phil
to
Collins
say, bro,
killed that shit,
Phil
boy.
Phil Collins went next level, bro. They was like, we just need a little soundtrack for a movie.
Said, I used to have a CD when I was a kid.
Boy on God, bullshit. Jammed the shit up there, huh?
Hercules, nigga. What else? I'm trying to think.
Hey, Paid in Full.
That's true.
Paid in Full has some jams.
Belly, nigga.
Belly, yeah. Shit, the soundtrack was better than the fucking movie. Belly was so fucking trash.
I knew you was about to say something about
it. Bro, like,
trash,
Belly,
yo.
Niggas be talking about Belly like it's one of the all-time great hood movies. I'm like, no. If you switch out Nas and DMX and put some niggas you've never heard of, you'll be like, what the fuck is this movie?
What is this bullshit?
That
Eight
movie
mile
is trash. 8 Mile, of course. Friday, yes. Yeah. Honestly, any you can put any West Coast hood movie in this conversation because all of them are fire.
They all in
them. All of them.
I don't
okay,
know if
hold
y'all
up.
Ever.
Speaking of that, hold up. Let me ask y'all a question. Because I was having this conversation with somebody on Facebook. Who had the better hood movies, East Coast or West Coast?
Gotta be the West Coast.
It, off the rip, you say that until you start until you start thinking about New Jack City, Paid in Full.
Yeah,
niggas threw Belly in there, of course.
Hey, but I'm throwing in State Property too, nigga.
State Property. Listen. What's Sugar Hill? Is that East or West Coast? I haven't seen Sugar Hill in forever.
Was that
y'all seen Sugar Hill?
I never seen Sugar Hill.
I haven't seen Sugar Hill, and I haven't seen Blue Hill Avenue. Have y'all seen Blue Hill Avenue?
No, I haven't seen that one either.
Oh, nigga, Blue Hill Avenue.
You know what
hard.
I'm thinking about, bro? You'll probably be able to list more East Coast movies, but the quality of West Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society alone is crazy, bro.
But with that, you still got Paid in Full and New Jack City to go toe-to-toe with that.
And I'm putting, I mean, Friday is also, you know, that's a
Friday
instant classic hood movie, you know what I'm saying? Like,
let's be honest, Friday's, you know, a memorable hood movie, but it's not a quality film. Like, I'm not mentioning it in the same breath as Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society.
But you still got thrown in the category. I mean, it still made an impact.
I mean, yeah, it's a great West Coast film. I'm just saying, that's like, all. You know, yeah.
If you talk about, like, realistic, like, quality movies, then yeah.
Well, I'm not saying I'm only listing quality movies. I'm just saying I was just referring to those two as quality movies. But of course, you got to say Friday when you're talking about West Coast films. Shit, all three of them.
I'm about to pull up the list.
All three of them.
Shit, Training Day.
Is that considered a West Coast film?
I mean, it's in Cali.
I mean, you kind of have
it's in Cali, but would you consider it a hood film? A hood movie?
Yeah, I would.
Because it takes place in the, you know, all
hold up. Hold up, the East Coast. East Coast has Juice.
Ooh. That's tough.
Juice, nigga.
That's tough. Yeah, I forgot
would
about
you
that.
Consider Do the Right Thing a hood movie?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the East Coast.
All right, hold up. One more movie.
Oh.
Is Notorious considered?
No.
That's a biopic. I wouldn't do that.
Okay. But have y'all ever seen End of Watch?
Yes, nigga.
Boy,
that's not a hood movie though.
I guess because it follows the cops. Yeah, that's fair.
But that's a fantastic
Baby Boy
fucking
too,
movie.
It's a great
Baby Boy is not a good movie.
That's not a good movie, but
nigga, BET wore Baby Boy the fuck out,
bro. It was Baby Boy Entertainment Television for the longest.
Damn, what other movies?
I had the list the other day. I'm trying to find it.
I just came up with something. Maybe for the 50th episode, we don't have to bring on guests. Maybe that's when we do our MCU ranking.
I'm with that.
Yeah, that's cool. Because that'll give me time because I've been bullshitting looking.
Oh, shit. Oh, the West Coast do got Set It Off. I forgot about Set It Off.
Ooh,
I knew we were forgetting something.
Oh, that's tough. What about Bad Boys? That's East Coast.
And deep, Deep Cover.
And would that be considered a hood movie, since that's technically two cops?
I wouldn't consider Bad Boys a hood movie. That's a buddy cop movie.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. It's tough, bro. It's not easy.
It's not.
It's you can not. Really make an argument for either side.
We could do a whole episode on that, I feel like.
Yeah, that's man. Facts.
We could.
Ooh, New Jack City. That one was, I know it's not West Coast, but that whole.
What else? Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all consider Dope a hood movie?
I never saw Dope, but I know that's West
Coast. What?
Yeah.
Nigga, you have to go watch Dope, nigga.
Yeah.
You would love Dope. That's yeah, crazy. Right up your fucking
I've heard it's really good. I don't know what streaming service it's on for me to even watch it.
It was on Netflix for the longest. I couldn't tell you what it's on now. Let me see where it's at. It's probably on Hulu or some shit. I don't know.
I'll figure it out. But are y'all in?
It's on Prime. You could.
Oh, I got.
You can rent it on Prime for $4.
Okay, that ain't bad. So we in agreement. 50th episode MCU rankings.
Yeah, we'll do rankings. I'm with it.
All right, so we got 10 weeks
to get the list together.
Yep. You got to find a way to watch Spider-Man. Hot damn.
Oh, they're not back on. I thought they were back on the app.
They're supposed to be coming to Disney Plus.
But we don't know when.
Well, some old bullshit.
Speaking of Disney and Marvel.
Go ahead.
Speaking of Disney and Marvel. This nigga laughing, so that means he ain't caught up on
I already knew what you was about to say. I was like, God damn it.
Nigga, here. That you last know. Episode of Loki was hard, nigga.
What episode? How far are you in?
Who, me?
Yeah,
I'm only past the second episode so far.
Oh God!
Yeah. Sorry, I don't work in the morning, so I can stay up and watch the most tonight, Loki.
I thought you.
You see what I did there?
Loki, watch Loki.
You see what I did
there? I got the bars, nigga.
Nigga, you were supposed to let somebody else catch it first. This nigga said, "See what I did there? Come on, nigga."
Yeah,
no, bro. No, because I didn't know. I mean, I'll be kind of slow sometimes, bro.
So nah, no bullshit. I didn't catch it. I'm tired.
Only reason I caught it because I used that in a freestyle one time with Traylon, and that nigga Traylon stopped the beat.
It was trash if Demar used it.
Wow. I've been letting you make it. Now I'm coming for your big head. All right, bet.
You've been letting me make it, nigga? That's my first one on episode.
That's cool. That's what I'm saying. I ain't said shit to you all episode.
That's because you was busy spouting bullshit about the Sixers, nigga.
And wow, now you gonna come from the squad. Now you gonna come from the squad. You was a little bitch. God,
motherfucker, been coming for your squad on Twitter for the last month.
That nigga Jerron be like that nigga Jerron don't be throwing shots for one episode and expect everybody just forget about all the 990
nigga
that held us. Yeah.
Facts. Leave it alone, nigga.
He said, "Why you bringing up old shit?
Bring it." That's exactly what you bastards is doing. You motherfuckers. Oh, you motherfuckers. You think you can do this shit to me?
All right.
This nigga ain't shit, boy.
So, before we close this out, let's unpack all of this and have a discussion.
Okay.
About the situation involving the Olympics.
Oh.
And our girl Shikari. So, as most people are aware, she is not able to compete in the what is it exactly?
In the Open 100.
Open 100.
Or the 400. She's officially been replaced in the 400.
No, I thought she could still compete in the 4x1.
Oh, they announced that they're letting some white chick. I'm not trying to be funny, but it's like some woman
who's
like,
chick replace the card.
Yeah, some woman who's like,
wow, we about to get embarrassed by Jamaica then, nigga. You can't run no white girl against the Jamaicans.
I don't want to say it like that, but it's just funny that the way that they did it, that they ended up, I don't know if it was true because I did see it online, obviously, and I didn't really look into it. It was just kind of something that scrolled past, but it's like some Mormon who's like very anti-drug and.
I think that's fake.
I'm praying
because she was still allowed to run the 4x1, and I think she's fourth leg if I'm not mistaken.
So she isn't able to compete due to a positive drug test, tested positive for marijuana. Obviously, you know, me personally, and I think I speak for everybody on the podcast and most people I know, that were very supportive of her. And, you know, we think it's kind of fucked up because at this point, weed does no harm to anybody and it does not enhance anything for athletes. So I don't really understand why they're still being tested for it. So she made a mistake. You know, we still support her. Hopefully she can bounce back. With that being said, you have to understand that, well, let me preface it by saying this. The marijuana thing, you know, she was dealing with the death of her mom, which happened like very recently, I believe. Correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's what she said, was that she was just been stressing a lot, losing her mom, going to compete. It's the first time she's competing, you know, on a big stage without her mom being there type shit. So she was just stressing. She wanted to smoke. But
so that complicates things because, you know, in normal circumstances, I would be like, you know, you fucked up, you made a mistake, we support you, but you knew this was in the rule, you know, and you knew what the consequences could be. I don't want to say that too harshly because of her reasons for doing it.
Exactly.
I've never been through that, so I can't, you know, I can't relate and say, oh, I would have done this. Because I'd be a fucking idiot to do so. But what are y'all thoughts on it?
I mean, I understand rules, rules. And, like, you do have to face the consequences of your actions. And that's just what it is. That's just what it is. She'll grow. She'll learn from it. She'll be back at the next Olympics and kick ass.
See, that's how I feel about it myself.
And my only issue, and it's not even with her, because I get it. First of all, she's 21. Okay. You know how much weed I was smoking at 21? And I was an athlete. I was a college athlete. But still, like, that's what 21-year-olds do, especially athletes. I know plenty of people who play or have played professional athletes. Most of these niggas smoke weed. Okay, it's not even a secret. Most athletes smoke weed.
And a lot more athletes, even professional athletes, have came forward and even spoken up and said that.
Right,
bro, half the people in the league be smoking before games and shit.
Yes, and if they're not smoking, they're taking an edible
across all sports, like,
across every sport. That's what goes on, okay? And it's not just America, it's worldwide. It's international sports too. Cause I know guys who went play basketball overseas and they've told me that it's the same shit. Okay, so it's not unique to the US. My issue is with, and it's mostly been Black men who have just had the most to fucking say about it.
And it's, bro, I'm so glad I haven't seen none of this slander down my timeline. It's crazy. I have not seen anything.
It's two niggas that I know personally that I would not name.
I think I know one of them.
Neither one of these niggas could get clean for a drug test for a job.
Never mind. I thought you was talking
for
about
a job.
Yeah, I know niggas like that.
I know for a fact niggas had jobs lined up. And couldn't pass the drug test for a job to make more money to feed your children. You couldn't stop smoking weed.
They always say
and one of these same niggas also got fired from a job because he failed a random drug test. And is talking big shit on Facebook about Shikari. I hate you niggas. It's these same niggas trying to say she was a man and shit like that. Ain't nothing manly about that woman. She's muscular because she's a fucking Olympian. The girl is fine to the motherfucker. She's fine as hell.
That a very beautiful girl.
Well, she's very hood. She hood. She hood as fuck. She from Dallas. That's how they get down. as Derek knows more than better than either me or Reese. Facts. The girls out of Dallas, they all look like that.
Boy.
Fine and hood. Been a motherfucker. But it's just these niggas, bro, these is the niggas. When black women are talking down about niggas, these are the niggas that they talking about. When black women are talking shit about them, these niggas. These are the niggas. And it's too many of these niggas.
Shit,
I'd be lying if I came on and say it's only a small percentage. No, it's a lot of these niggas out here.
Facts.
It's a lot of these niggas. I wouldn't say it's the majority.
No,
but it's
not.
It's a big ass chunk though. It's enough. It's enough for it to be considered a problem.
You know something they always say? A nigga will do everything to pass a drug test except stop smoking.
Nigga, I've seen that shit my entire life, boy.
You've done that shit your entire life. Nigga, what you talking about?
No, I'll quit if I need to. But
it's niggas who literally cannot eat without smoking first. And they out here criticizing this girl.
See, I won't let her. Yeah. That's what's crazy. It's like the hypocrisy behind it. It's like, I'm not one to sit here and criticize her at all because, nigga, as an everyday smoker, you know, I get it. I know how it is. The fact that, you know, she was in a very, very bad place. But in my opinion, I feel like somebody in her camp should have tried to steer her in a better direction, knowing that she had it coming up. That's where I really could kind of like,
but the thing
word is, lines for me is like, is, you know, it's coming up. Well, that's the only thing. It's like, it sucks, but that it is what it is. Like you were saying, the rules are the rules. So it's like,
but her camp really can't do nothing because she was probably grieving by herself, and it ain't shit to hit up a weed man real quick, grab a gram, and face
it. Yeah, of course. By yourself. Of course. Absolutely. So, no, you're right. But I don't know. I just feel like at that point, you got to try to do what you can to make sure she's not in a moment by herself like that. I don't know. That's just how I look at it.
Yeah, I feel that. What was I about to say? granted, you know, she does have to take some responsibility, you know.
Exactly. And that's all I'm saying is like, I feel like I know that she probably regrets it. It's dumb as fuck. Let me preface that. Obviously, we all know that the whole rule is dumb as shit, but we know the rules is the rules, and you just got to be a lot more careful with that shit. I don't know.
Sports are filled with stupid ass rules.
Exactly. Right. We got to abide by those rules. She probably could have smoked, do the drug test and smoke the next day. God damn it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have plenty of options. And I know that in the moment, it's a lot easier said than done. You know, I can't speak on what she's going through. I still have my mother. I'm very fortunate, you know. So I don't know what that's like. But, you know, in
I
that
can
same
fucking breath, imagine. So
in that same, I can't, it, honestly, I can't even imagine. I yeah, really I can't.
What I'm saying is, I know how close I am with my mother.
Right.
So if she's anything like I am with my mom, I already know she was going fucking through it.
Boy.
Like, it's okay for us to say, hey, she has to, you know, be responsible or held accountable for her actions. She needs rules.
Exactly.
And at the same time, support her 100% because we know the rule is bullshit.
Exactly. Like you can play both sides, and that's what people don't realize. They just want to shit on this girl for no fucking reason. Like
It's not people. It's dumb niggas.
It's niggas. Facts. Yeah. Facts.
And can we stop the Michael Phelps comparison?
Yo, thank you, bro. Get out my head.
That was Michael Phelps never tested for a drug. He never tested for marijuana.
That nigga was
they condemned that nigga because he had a picture of him smoking with a bong. And they suspended him. Exactly.
6 months.
He lost endorsements behind that.
Bro,
he was smoking in the offseason. He wasn't even competing when he was smoking.
They treated this nigga like he was a fucking crackhead. Like,
Shaq said that. Shaq said that.
Over a picture of him hitting a bomb. And that just shows where society has moved towards weed. Because that was only a couple of years ago. That was like 2010. No. 2010.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's been a decade. Yeah.
In the grand scheme, that's not that long ago. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. In 2010, you can, like, I was in 10th grade, you know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't that long ago. And.
Yeah, I know. We're going to speak on it.
Yeah, Derek, we know you were fucking.
Shut the entire your first, fuck up, nigga.
In 2010, you were getting your first prostate examination.
Figure it out. Spit it out already. Nigga couldn't think of an old joke fast enough. That's funny.
Now it's like, you know, I know some people are comparing it because, like Jerome was saying, it's a lot of black men basically criticizing her and talking down on her. When a lot of those same black men or a lot of black men were just, you know, backing Michael Phelps 100%, which I understand criticizing those men for, because like we said, they're fucking idiots. But she's young. She'll be able to bounce back from this. It was a mistake made. Obviously, she'll grow from it. You know,
first.
Hopefully we can see rules like this changed in the future, because it's really, it's no need for them.
I hope that shit was fake that I read. I hope she still does have a chance to compete for her. So we're gonna see.
I hope so too. Yeah, you know, it's okay to let people know that someone should be held accountable for their actions or they have to claim responsibility, but at the same time support them 100%. And I think I speak for everybody when I say that's what we're doing.
So, exactly.
At the end of the day, growth. And I'm pretty sure she'll grow from this. So y'all got anything else to add to it?
Not
smoke weed every day. Yeah,
I'm putting one in the air for her right now.
Before I close this out, question. Y'all want to record on what y'all doing on Thursday night?
Working.
Okay.
But I might get off. I weekdays don't really be too late.
Okay. Because we can record Thursday night, possibly, if y'all want. If not, we could do Friday night. But
I'm with that.
Because I'm seeing Black Widow Thursday night.
I prefer Thursday night.
Okay. I'm seeing Black Widow Thursday night. And, you know, if I come home and hop on with y'all after, you know.
Oh, yeah. That shit is coming out.
Yeah. So.
It's Thursday, right?
Yep.
This nigga Reese be at all the premieres.
Well, I mean, it ain't really a premiere. I mean, okay, it's a premiere, but it's not
like... I was like, nigga, it's literally a premiere.
Yeah, it's literally
a premiere. What the fuck am I talking about? What the fuck is it then?
All right, on that fucking note, clearly I'm on some shit. We gonna holler at y'all in the next episode. We 40 episodes in. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. Hopefully y'all make it to 50 when we do these MCU rankings and we talking shit because somebody got a movie that I like way too far down the line. I'm pretty sure that's bound to happen.
Oh, that's for sure.
Nigga, Fast and the Furious was only like 9 movies and niggas was tripping about that.
So, bro.
Yeah, I had Tokyo Drift in my top 5.
And make sure we gotta see Black Widow, Derek. Because that's gonna go on the rankings at this point.
Yeah. Well, Disney Plus is gonna be on Disney Plus, but you gotta pay for it, and they be charging too much, bro.
I'll go to the movie theater to go see that shit.
Yeah, go to the movie. You better off going to the movies to see it.
I'll go to the movie theater and see that shit.
Yeah, Disney Plus gonna charge you like $20-something.
They could eat my whole dick from the back. I swear to God,
bullshit. Like, they gonna charge you like $20-something, yo. And you're not even gonna keep it for.
And you don't even get to keep, bro.
You keep it for like a month.
Parents gonna pay that just because they don't want to take the kids.
Well, no, it's good for parents. Like if you're a parent, if you're a family and you have multiple kids, that's a deal. Because you're gonna pay more than that in tickets, regardless. But if you could just watch it at home, kids don't give a fuck about movie theaters. They can watch it at home. So that's a deal. But for niggas like us. Suck my dick. I ain't doing that shit.
Nice. I only keep it for X amount of time. They're going to take the shit off and put it right back on for free. Well, for the regular fee.
I'm going to have to go see that shit. On a Tuesday. Get that $5 Tuesday to do it.
In regards to Tokyo Drift being in my top 5, just want to let y'all know, Christopher Nolan likes Tokyo Drift. So your opinions are invalid.
Shut the whole fucking fuck you and Christopher Nolan, all right?
That's what I was about to say. Thank you, Derek.
Wow. So y'all just going to disrespect the Batman trilogy like that? All
right. Yeah, I am.
Just like that. First of all, fuck Batman. Fuck Batman. You know how I feel about Batman. So
no, you right. Fuck that.
He's like, you know what? Yeah, actually, fuck Batman too. They can fuck all three of you niggas.
White privileged ass nigga. All right, so signing off, Reese. Jerron
another one.
And Derek, we out. Peace.
Derek a bitch.
This nigga ain't even let the pause. He ain't even pause it.
He didn't even wait. He just went straight for it. That's funny.
Oh, shit.